This is Billy Brimman, the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. We're at Revelation chapter 20. Now, we're picking this up. We've already looked at this battle that's going on earth and when Jesus comes and puts his feet down on the Mount of Olives. And of course he defeats it. We're gonna pick it up at Revelation 19 just a bit. Revelation 19, 19. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet, and these both were cast into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. Now, chapter 20. And I saw an angel come down from heaven. We've seen this angel before. He has the key of the bottomless pit or the abyss, and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit or the abyss, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. So we see that the Antichrist and the false prophet are thrown right away into the lake of fire. But Satan is not. He's put into the abyss and he's locked up for 1,000 years. But it says, after that 1,000 years, the millennial reign, he must be loosed a little season. Why? Why let him out again? We'll find out. Verse 4, and I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. So these are the sheep nations and the Jews. The Jews, of course, reigning. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ. And verse 7. Now here we're going to find out why Satan's going to be let loose a little. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle. And the number of them is as the sand of the sea. Why should he be let out? Who's on the earth at this time? The sheep nations and the remnant of the Jews. The Jews are on here. They've been here 1,000 years now. They set up the kingdom. And they've had babies. A lot of these people in the sheep nation time have had a lot of children. Imagine 1,000 years, nobody dies. So lots and lots of people are on the earth. They have not had Satan tempting them. They have only seen the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom upon earth. But They didn't come in with a new birth. It was a works judgment. And in their flesh, they're still not righteous. And they don't live righteously. The Bible says that we have to do, when we're living here on earth, we have to do with the world, the flesh, and the devil. Well, the world system's already been judged, the Babylonian system. The devil, he's locked over there in the dungeon of the abyss. And so what have they got to put up with? The flesh. And they evidently don't. They don't do what they're supposed to do. They don't go up to Jerusalem to learn. They don't take the knowledge that's coming from Jerusalem. They don't go up to the Feast of Tabernacles, whatever is required. And so there has to be a judgment. They have to be taken out. And so he sends the tempter. He lets him loose a little bit more. And when he comes, this is what is amazing to me. This is the third Gog and Magog war. The first Gog and Magog war is Ezekiel 38 and 39. The second is the one we call the Battle of Armageddon. And then this is the one that's at the end of the 1,000 years. What's shocking to me is that he goes out to deceive the nations which were in the four quarters of the earth, and he gathers them together to battle again. He still thinks he can win. He still thinks he can wipe out those Jews. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed. Now here's the thing that's shocking to me. Into verse 8. The number of the folks that he's able to gather together are as the sand of the sea. There's millions of them. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, that's Jerusalem. The saints it's talking about here are the Jews. And fire, he's trying to wipe them out. And fire came down from out of heaven and devoured them. So all those that the enemy, Satan, was able to gather up into this army, fire comes from heaven and they're all destroyed. Verse 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. Now he's going there, where the beast and the false prophet are. And they shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Now here comes another judgment. This is at the end of the 1,000 years. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat upon him. And then here we see verse 12, the dead, small and great, stand before God. The books are opened and we have the great white throne judgment. You can read about that one. Chapter 21, I want to get there before we end. We're going to end the book of Revelation today. And I want to go to chapter 21, which is so exciting. And I saw a new heaven and new earth, for the first heavens and earth were passed away. I think these are the atmospheric heavens around the earth, where all the demon powers were set up and they had to be brought down, the prince of the powers of the air. But they're not there anymore, and it's all new. For the first had passed away, there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Now, this is heavenly Jerusalem. The Jews know all about it. The Bible talks about it. And they call it Yerushalayim Shema Allah. That means Jerusalem, which is above. We were born there. In Galatians 4:23, it says that Jerusalem, which is above, is the mother of us all. That's where we're born. And of course, you have your citizenship where you are born. Philippians 3:20 says we are citizens of heaven. So, this new Jerusalem, this holy city of which I am, where I was born, and of which I am a citizen, I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven as a bride adorned for her husband. And as this new Jerusalem comes down out of heaven, so beautiful, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Now the New Jerusalem, which is really there right now, we can't see it, but it's in another realm, another, I don't know how to say it, in a parallel universe, whatever, but this Jerusalem that's above is coming down to be over the earth. It is at least the city itself. This is not all of heaven, but just New Jerusalem is 1,500 miles wide, 1,500 miles long. It's huge. And it comes down over the earthly Jerusalem. And God wipes away all the tears. There will be interplanetary travel between these two. I believe that my home is in the New Jerusalem. I do not believe that I'm coming back to Branson. I'm not going to live in this house, this new house that I've got down here. I have a heavenly mansion. And from that city, that's our city. That's where we will be ruling in the heavenlies. We'll take over the places of the prince of the power of the air. This whole system will be interplanetary travel back and forth. And So let's go back again and read here. Verse, I don't want to miss showing you the bride. And verse 5, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are faithful and true. And he said unto me, it is done. I am the Aleph and the Tav, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcomes shall inherit all things. I will be his God. He shall be my son. The fearful and unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, the sorcerers, the idolaters, all of them will have their part in the lake of fire. And verse 9, and there came unto me one of seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And then explains all the beautiful and wonderful things about that city. Now, some people, a brother Hilton Sutton, he thought that this city was the Lamb's bride, but I do not. We have already proved that we're being prepared to be his bride. We're spouse to a husband, but there is a Hebrewism. There is a way the Jews do things. This is an Eastern book. If you say Israel, then it can mean what? The land or the people. That's how they speak in the East. Now, I'm going to take you to Matthew chapter 3 and verse 5. You turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 3 and verse 5. And we're going to be looking here at the time of John the Baptist. And we're going to see how this Hebrewism, how this talk comes forth in Matthew chapter 3 and verse 5. Now, I think we'll start with verse 4. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair, and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locust and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region bound about, and were baptized. Jerusalem went out there. Judea went out there. What was it? The buildings of Jerusalem? No, it was the people of Jerusalem. Jerusalem and its people are called by the same name. Judea and its people are called by the same name. Jesus said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I would have gathered you. Is he talking to the buildings? You killed the prophets. The buildings didn't kill the prophets, the people. Jerusalem, people, Jerusalem, the city. Mark 1:5. You look at that yourself. Look at Matthew 23:37. Look at Matthew 3:5, and you will see that when he shows him the bride, the Lamb's wife, and he says, shows the great city, heavenly Jerusalem, that's us. We're the people of the great city. We are the bride. That is our home. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You can read the rest of this. This will be the conclusion of our reading the book of Revelation. And thank God it ends with, I come quickly. He which testifies these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Here's our answer. The last verses of the book. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom.